This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Audio courtesy of TNT. Who asked that second question? I'm sorry. Who asked the question?
I have no clue. New York media.
You guys started
the
off...
fabled New York media.
You started off slow and in game four, how did you guys respond? I thought there was an audio problem.
As you get further along in the series, do you forget the games like I do?
What do you mean?
Is this evidence of just getting old?
Yes. I don't know if it's evidence of getting old, but I like game four, game five, like what's coming up next, game six.
I remember trying to talk about the Orlando series last year, and because it had so many twists and turns and the highs and the lows, and I could not for the life of me remember... I remember we just blew them out the first two games.
Yeah.
But then as you get further along, I'm like, I got too much new information. There's too much to process here. So I would love it. They are obviously very different. I mean, I'll never forget the clip of like Tiger Woods going back and explaining every one of his shots for 18 holes over like a 7-minute clip. And I'm like, I don't have that in me.
I do that with plays in my dynasty on NCAA.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Shut up. I don't.
Ken read a whole book about the Murray Wormuth in the 1964.
He remembers chapter four.
I look at these as a reason to be better educated and to improve my in-depth knowledge of college football. And that's what I did. That's what football guys do. That's what some of you guys here at the Fan don't understand.
That does separate. I don't see Peterlin. I certainly don't see Jeff Phelps reading the Murray Wormuth book.
That's why coming up June 13th, I'm going to be getting you a book on basketball of some sort.
Ooh.
Because you're a basketball guy.
And I will
and
read
I
it.
Need, yes, I need to make sure that you are put in your proper place. I will be getting Jonathan a book that's written by a bowler, whether that be Pete Weber or Earl Anthony or Walter Ray Williams III or Norm Duke or Mark Roth. Naming bowlers here, folks. That's what
you
I'm doing.
Be naming painters.
You don't even
other
know.
Than Pete Weber.
Marshall Holman was still
there.
He's
you go.
Still my favorite.
Thank you very much. See, know my bowlers.
I remember a sports book. I think one of the first ones I ever read.
Sports book, Tony.
Was Falling from Grace. Can Pro Basketball Be Saved? Terry Pluto.
What?
Did it get saved?
They're still working on it.
And I don't even think Terry would put that among his top 20.
Well, when was the
that
book
he wrote?
Wait a minute. When was the book written?
Probably like 93 or 94.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a
so
child
after
then.
The first
I don't
three-peat.
Maybe I honestly, hey, I don't know. Maybe I was just a child then. Maybe I don't have the proper perspective on it. You know, again, I was 93. I would have been 6. No. 90. Yeah. Yeah, 93
so
out of 96.
I vividly remember going to the Geauga West
7.
Library, where there were basketball courts, a little bit ramshackle. I wonder if they're still there now. It was between the high school and the library. And so Saturdays, to keep me out of trouble, it was, let's just drop Anthony off at the basketball court / library. And then I would go over to the library, and the sports section had so much Terry Pluto. This was back then.
Yes.
This was like 40 books ago. And it had a bunch of John Feinstein. And I remember just leafing through these books.
John had that many books then?
Well, the Army Navy, the Bobby Knight. What was it? Season on the Brink.
Okay.
Like, I remember going through. Bob Costas would. I was like, did Bob Costas, like looking back, did he even write these? Or he was. Did he just have somebody just.
I liked that ESPN made for TV movie. I felt bad that John didn't like that movie when he was on with
us. Brian Dennehy one?
Yeah. I'm like, this isn't bad for TV. It was like their first, like,
yeah,
it was before 30 for 30. So it was like their first little, like, dabble in the movies. And Brian Dennehy, and I remember John came on with us, and John hated that movie. And I'm like, really? Like, and then like I never brought it up again. We like the first
did
time
they
we had
not
John
pay him
on,
enough.
I don't know. I just think he didn't think the movie was good, or was an accurate portrayal of his book. Because I remember we had John on, and we had John on the first time like 10 years ago, and I brought it up like the first time we had him because it was during the college basketball tournament, and he's like, yeah, I really don't. He said it in a more eloquent way than I do. All I remember is that basically it turned into wong, 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 wong. I'm like, oh, man, I hope I didn't upset him with the
Well, you would have thought he would have been the executive producer on it, because that's normally what happens.
But John came on at least a couple times a year up until, sadly, he passed away this last year.
Then I remember, in conjunction with that, this takes me right back into, like, freshman year of college. Then the reality show with him as the head coach at Texas Tech, where they had basically tryouts.
Yeah, they did.
And they gave somebody a spot on the team.
That's right.
And it was him. It was so staged. Like, Bobby Knight would be fine. He'd be fine. He'd have a lot of whimsical things.
At night school.
And then he would throw a chair or something. Then he would take a player, put him over his knee, and spank him. Well, like, it would be something just to conjure up old Bobby Knight. Two of the players.
Some of these guys, they are much better actors than you would think. Because a lot of what Bobby Knight did had to be performative.
Of course.
Had to be performative. Because, I mean, I want to go back and see how many times he got, like, thrown out of a basketball game on the road versus home. Because there's times where you know what you're doing, and it's by design, and you know that people are going to be on your side. They're going to rally to your side. And that area, they're basketball crazy. Obviously, we're seeing that. And they're going to go nuts. I mean, hell, Mitch is afraid to go back to Gainbridge Fieldhouse. I didn't realize it's such a nasty pit. It makes the black hole, the old black hole in Oakland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Look like a kindergarten class, according to Mitch. So he knows how to get the people on the side, Bobby Knight. Speaking of Indiana, we just got done talking about the New York media in some way. There was a weird exchange yesterday. Writer named Greg Doyle. Is he still the Indianapolis Star? Okay, Indy Star. Greg Doyle and Pascal Siakam had themselves a very interesting exchange. This is after Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And Pascal Siakam and Greg Doyle apparently got into it after the game. Here it is.
Pascal, can you make sense of it for those of us who don't play this game at this level? Like, you know what was at stake, and you're saying they played harder than you guys. You didn't fight them hard enough. How is that possible?
What do you mean?
How is it possible not fight hard enough in game?
What are you talking about? They played harder than us. It's okay. We played hard, but they played harder. What's your point? I don't get it.
My point is you're saying you guys got out fought, and I'm saying
that happens in a game, though. That's basketball.
In game 5,
you're good. You're good, bro. You're looking for something. I know. But damn. No. But I'm telling you though. I told you. What else do you want me to tell you?
Well, what you tell me how? That's all I'm asking.
Well, what about you telling me? So go ahead. Who's this guy? Who's this guy? What's your name, bro? Oh.
What did he say? He said, I want what? Yulia went, oh, I didn't hear what he said.
I want the why. Yeah, I want why.
I want the why.
Yeah. How did
What's
they not
your
play
why?
Hard? So Greg Doyle used to be a big time fire starter. I hadn't heard much of him
CBS
in a long
Sports.
Time. Yeah.
Okay.
He used to do a bunch of national shows. Then he kind of disappeared. He gave up the national thing for a pretty prized columnist role at the Indy Star. It's one of the papers,
it's
one of the good
living.
Papers, and that is a good gig to have.
Yeah.
And I just hadn't really heard much from him until Indiana drafted Caitlin Clark. Do you remember that back and forth, Kenny?
Tell me more.
It was one of the most awkward.
Well, I tell you when we can hear you.
Good. Yes.
Hi. Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Which was the heart hand emoji.
Yes, he did the heart thing with his hands, which was worse.
God, it's even worse than I remember it.
They're both pretty
cringy.
Well,
that's why Pascal didn't know who he was. He hasn't been allowed in the building.
This is the worst. The Caitlin Clark thing we just played is way worse than this. I'm used to guys getting into it.
It's one of the worst things that's ever happened
in
sports media.
That is so bad. I like that you're here.
Yeah, then they weren't going to let him cover the biggest story in town.
I mean, he was a few sentences away from, was she a great big fat person? That was creepy as hell, man. Boy, this guy.
I get what he's going for. Obviously.
I don't. You gotta explain it for me.
Not with Caitlin Clark.
Well, no.
In this game,
but in the game, when you're telling guys that they don't play hard, they're gonna take that personally.
Of course, because in their eyes, that is one of the fan defaults, media defaults. Like, you guys didn't play hard enough. Now there are times when you can notice, like last night, it did look like the guy that starts everything for them, the guy that gets them into their offense, Halliburton, just didn't have that energy. Is that because he wasn't playing hard? Is it, it's always one of those things that when we take calls after, it does pop up in basketball because you see the body language, you see so much of their effort. Like, you can tell when a defensive player like gets up into somebody's grill and they're going to defend them 75, 90 feet. All right, they're playing hard.
It's a heat check game is what it is. I mean, that's honestly what I thought it was. And by the way, I give the Knicks credit. I going back and watching it this morning, I thought Jalen Brunson did a great job because he was getting a lot of criticism, my good God. But anyway, I'm sorry, I cut you off there. What were you going to say?
Yeah,
I apologize.
I do think it's something we all resort to. I don't think we're always wrong on it, though. Like, sometimes there is a game where even the coach will say afterwards, our guys did not play hard enough tonight. And you'll see that in a playoff series. And I think we default to, how could you just not play hard every playoff game? Well, it's hard to sustain that, especially as the series goes longer. Like, you see game sevens. Now, we did see the Clippers get totally blown off the floor in a game seven this year. But you look at even two of the better teams in recent NBA history in 2016, the Game 7 that peaked at 45 million people watching was a terrible basketball game between the Warriors and the Cavs. Mm-hmm. It was not a good game. They were playing their asses off. They had nothing left. That fourth quarter, any ball that even got to the rim, you thought it was a miracle because of how sloppy that game was. But they had left it all on the floor. Like, nobody after that game would be like, why didn't you play harder? You know, in the middle of a series, yes, in the Eastern Conference Finals, like, there's going to be games where one team looks like they're playing harder. But it might not even necessarily be the case, too, right? Like, you might be playing your butt off, and it just might not look like it. You might be getting beat on bad closeouts. You're like, why aren't they playing harder on defense? Yeah. They are. It's just, it's a very exhausting game.
Game six would be tomorrow, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think that this will be where Indiana closes them out?
I would think so.
Okay.
But
because you're going to be able to make at least one last stand here.
I also remember earlier in this series, the Knicks, you know, were down 2-1, and they could have easily won all three games.
Yeah.
So I expect Indiana back home. I expect some of the role players to shoot the ball better. I expect Halliburton to play way better. He just was not aggressive last night. And you could tell it impacted everybody else on the team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.